At the risk of repeating a cliché, what's in a name? When it comes to summer dwellings in northern Wisconsin, as Sharon Cummins explains, doesn't really matter.
When I moved here 6 years ago from Nebraska, I was prepared for the Packers, the cheese.
Oh, that's great cheese, dear.
Oh, cheese.
Oh, those are great cheese curds.
And the snow. I wasn't prepared for the jargon. What were cabins, cottages, lake houses, and places up north? Was there some secret dictionary of Wisconsin real estate that I hadn't been issued upon crossing the Mississippi? And just exactly what constituted up north? Was there some map I hadn't seen? My interest in these terms first surfaced when my husband and I bought a house in Madison. We began to get to know our neighbors, and slowly, we learned about each other's lives outside of our little cul-de-sac. As summer approached, we'd hear of the efforts to remove sand burrs and of a squirrel that sadly met its end in an upstairs bedroom. I began to learn that most of the people on the block had, or had once, owned a cottage, a cabin, or a place up north. What I couldn't figure out was what exactly this meant. Had I somehow managed to move into a neighborhood where everyone was a secret multimillionaire? Just what were these second homes? Were they lavish like on House Hunters? My mom watched that show, and she assured me they were probably amazing places. I should get an invite, and she'd like to come along. But there were also tales about freezing pipes and winterization, and maybe making the cottage all season. All season? As in a screened-in porch? In Nebraska, people really don't have second houses. You either live in town or you live on the farm. Well, okay, maybe I'm simplifying. If you live in ranch country, you might, just might, have a ranch house and a townhouse. But only so the kids can go to school in town during the week. And you sell it as soon as the kids graduate, because why on earth would you have two houses? I kept thinking about cottages and cabins. A cabin must have muskies and walleyes on the chinked log walls. Maybe it has running water, but probably not. A cottage, though, it must be whitewashed and have baskets of river rocks stacked by the fireplace. This surely is the type of place where Mother Goose lives. Now, a place up north? Well, maybe that's like my colleague's hunting land, which his wife finally let him buy, where you have a trailer and probably a portable propane tank. When one neighbor put their cabin up for sale, I wanted to find it online so I could see just what this cabin looked like. But alas, I could never quite remember where it was at. Minocqua, Menasha, north of Oconomowoc what? In Nebraska, the town names sound an awful lot like dead presidents. Years went by until my luck changed. Our friends Todd and Maggie invited us up to the cottage for the weekend. The baby was weaning himself and was crabby. We were sleepy, and Maggie warned that there may be storms. But no, we were going. I was going to get to see, in person, a real Wisconsin cottage. Maybe I'd finally start to unravel this mystery. We boated, drank old fashions, were tutored in euchre, and had the best time. I walked around the lake, and slowly, I realized it didn't really matter what they were called. They were lovely, in all their variety. Small, large, all season, or summer only. I hope I get invited back, maybe next time, to a cabin.
Sharon Cummins is a marketing professor at UW-Whitewater. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Steve Gotcher.